From APM in Los Angeles, I'm David Lazarus of the LA Times, and this is Marketplace Money. Advertisers love it when their work generates buzz. That's the whole point, right? If we're talking about commercials, we're more likely to think about those products when we're spending money. But lately, the buzz around some ad campaigns seems to be more about their casting choices rather than what they're selling. For example, Cheerios, Swiffer, and American Apparel. We've noticed a more inclusive approach to attracting consumers, and we bet you have too. Here to tell us more about what's behind this trend is Anne Christine Diaz. She's the creativity editor at Ad Age. Welcome, Anne.
Thanks for having me.
So a lot of Super Bowl watchers watching the various ads, and one that really jumped out was the Cheerios ad that had the interracial family.
You know how our family has Daddy and Mommy?
And me.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's about time that Madison Avenue and advertisers are really embracing the reality of what America is today. It's no longer the case that the all-American family is a Ralph Lauren ad. You know, if you look at the changing demographics and the changing population of America, or at least of the major metropolitan cities, families are growing more and more diverse. So I think it's only a smart move for advertisers to embrace that reality, especially with the rise of social media and the rise of the voice of the consumer empowered by social media. Advertisers are having to be more real, get more real, because there are so many people now who could keep them in check about what their messages are.
I'm thinking also about a recent Swiffer ad that featured a disabled man.
When you only have one hand, you're not doing anything as fast as you used to. Which is funny, because I still do it better than her.
You know, I don't think I was meant to sweep.
It's a little frustrating. Look!
I can't help out as much as I used to.
What happens in that ad?
That ad focuses on the Rukavina family. The father in that family has lost one of his arms. So basically, it talks about how the use of the Swiffer has improved their daily lives. You know, he can reach things that he no longer was able to reach because of the loss of his arm. But the way the ad portrays it is very matter of fact. They're having fun. It's like a normal day in the life of a family, just as the Cheerios ad was. Once again, another advertiser is recognizing that American families, they're diverse. They consist of people from different ethnic backgrounds. They consist of people with disabilities.
And you mentioned how social media plays a role in this and that advertisers are hearing the cacophony of voices out there and trying to respond to it. And yet social media can also produce a backlash. I'm thinking about the Coke ad during the Super Bowl where they were singing America the Beautiful in various languages.
So beautiful for spacious skies.
Por tus olas de granos tambar.
And in that case, we saw there was a lot of, well, hateful responses.
For sure. I mean, you could call that a backlash, but maybe that's the sort of backlash that an advertiser like Coca-Cola would appreciate, because it's that sort of backlash that will bring to light, you know, certain kinds of haters. In this case, the racist comments against that ad that was getting a lot of attention, and many of the negative reactions have been pointed towards those who were rejecting the ad.
Well, not to be cynical, but isn't any buzz good buzz if you're on Madison Avenue?
Definitely. And that's part of the thinking behind these advertisers when they do make these decisions to stray from the quote-unquote norm.
Well, there's a lot of clutter out there in the advertising world. Coke isn't known for its shock value per se, but American Apparel, on the other hand, is known for kind of getting in people's faces. And they recently had an ad in which they had a more advanced woman, let's say, showing the stuff rather than the young teenage toned body. Are they going for shock value, or are they trying to go for diversity there?
You know, it's interesting. When I first heard about that particular ad, I assumed that it was being exploitative in a way that I feel like maybe some of American Apparel's previous advertising has been exploitative. But when I actually looked at the ad itself, it was pretty beautiful. It was subtle. She looked beautiful in her old age in American Apparel. It didn't seem dirty or nasty to me. I thought that was an interesting move for American Apparel, actually.
Sort of similar to what Dove did when they started showing, let's say, plus-sized women in their advertising.
Exactly. So Dove has done an amazing job in changing our perceptions of what beauty is, you know, and I think it's impacted other advertisers. For example, American Eagle, its lingerie line Aerie, recently came out with this campaign where they're now using what they call real young women, as opposed to the sorts of models that they had used before. Of course, these women are still totally beautiful, but they're less varnished and they conform less to that typical ultra skinny, big busted ideal that was obvious in their previous advertising.
For an advertiser, you're obviously trying to push products, but is there a bigger benefit, an ancillary benefit to keeping it real?
I think there is. You know, there's so many products out there. So the more goodwill that you foster with consumers, the more you show them that you represent something beyond just the sell, that's going to engender some brand loyalty among people. They're going to turn to the brand that they like, the brand that they would be friends with, basically.
So I don't have to worry so much about why I don't look like an Abercrombie and Fitch model?
No. And if you look at how they're doing, it hasn't really paid off for them lately, I don't think.
Anne Christine Diaz is the creativity editor at Ad Age. Anne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks again. It was fun.